Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Are you ready for deadline day, Keith?
Oh, yes, I am. Oh, I got up real early today, Jones, for trade deadline day. Scooping up all the rumors. Looking at what all the what-ifs that could be out there. Who's on the block? Who's not on the block? We are inside of 6 hours from the trade deadline. 4 o'clock sharp. I plan on staying here till 4 o'clock to update everybody on those picks or on those trades. No? We're leaving it too.
Billy Lanny is going to be working hard at the trade desk all day long. Should we remind people anytime?
Obviously.
And we mean anytime.
Any trade
goes down.
That's right.
Here is how it will sound.
Yes! Yes! That was so good! Oh, no!
And then you'll hear the dulcet tones of one Billy Lanny, who mans the trade deadline desk each and every trade deadline.
Meaning every sport. Not every football deadline.
No,
the man's more versatile.
No, he's not a football-only expert.
Your hockey deadline.
Yes.
Your baseball deadline.
Right.
Your hoops deadline.
Hoops. Yeah.
And today, your NFL football
We're probably only a couple years away from a college football trade deadline where they just get traded in season to go to another team.
That's a great point.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, college hoops deadline.
College hoops deadline. Yeah, that's coming up. But
WNBA have one? We may have to work that into the rotation.
Yeah, I would think.
We may have to get that in the rotation.
Are they're playing tonight or no?
Who?
WNBA?
I don't know.
I have a hard time pegging down their schedule. Yeah. It seems like it's all over the place.
I thought somebody already won that championship.
Oh, that's right.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And congratulations are in order. But
to whoever they are.
But the NFL.
All of you mams out there, congrats.
Each and every one of you playing your hearts out. You deserve it. But NFL trade deadline day. Could we see some big time moves? Could the Patriots make some moves?
Well, we already got a trade. I mean, unfortunately, it was not between 10 and 2 here today on Jones.
Otherwise, you would have heard that.
Yeah, you can dial us up, 617-779-7937. That is your phone and your text number. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And do the same on YouTube. Watch along, chat there, just subscribe to WEEI. We'll get to the Celtics. Horrible loss last night.
Oh, my God.
Jaylen Brown.
They just missed another three.
Crying about the refs while they're missing threes and missing free throws and they can't rebound. But let's cry about the refs.
It was definitely that one play.
So
that's
we'll
what
do
cost
that
them.
Coming up. Okay. We got thoughts on Drake May. Very, very, very brief.
Yeah.
In a lengthy interview yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. So we have some thoughts on that.
I do have thoughts, actually. I have a lot of thoughts.
We'll also get to an interesting answer from Mike Vrabel about the wide receiver room coming up in just a little bit. Plus, Tier Tuesday, tearing off all the top teams in the NFL. Where do the Patriots fit in there? Tommy Tuesday, Tommy Curran at high noon.
Jam-packed
for you at 12:45.
Yep.
On deadline day, as I mentioned, I meant to close the loop on this. Cowboys already made a trade today, acquiring Logan Wilson from the Bengals for a 7th-round pick. That should help their defense.
Should help. Oh, that Cowboys defense is Swiss cheese. I don't know if you saw that last night. Jacoby Brissett was just slicing and dicing them. I think the Cowboys are a lost cause. I'm not sure how much Logan Wilson's going to help them, but hey, that's the beauty of the trade deadline. Things can happen quickly.
Here's the thing, and maybe the Cowboys kind of have to buy because of Micah Parsons, and Jerry Jones said, we have a deal lined up, and I know who it is, and we're going to cross our T's and dot our I's, but you trust me, we have a trade.
Yeah, yeah.
And it turns out it's for Logan Wilson.
The Jerry Jones thing, real quick,
the Bengals,
was so comical when we talked about it at the time, but he traded Micah Parsons for all these draft picks. He's like, these draft picks could turn into a great player. And you're like, right, you had one. And then 2 weeks after that, he was like, we could trade these draft picks for a really good player. You're like, wait a minute, what? You just did the opposite. Not like, I'm losing my mind over here. But yeah, no, they're a mess, which is always fun. you know, the Cowboys being bad, I think, is always great.
And they're bad. They're 3-5-1.
They stink.
Now, where are they in the playoff picture? Let me get that
out of
for
it.
You. They are, yeah, the 11th
they're
team
gassed.
In the NFC.
Yeah, they're cooked. Did you see CeeDee Lamb on the sideline? Like, I don't think they're trading him, but holy mackerel.
Yeah.
He was pissed.
So here's the point. They're the 11th team in the NFC. They're 3-5-1. If they won last night, maybe things go differently. They probably already had the trade lined up for Logan Wilson.
They are second place in their division.
True. They're behind the
Eagles. Trash division.
They're adding. Even they're adding.
Yeah.
So all the Patriots have done to this point is subtract. They may not be done subtracting. Anthony Jennings is another name that could get dealt.
He gone.
And I've said this a bunch. I don't really care that they traded Keon White. I don't really care that they traded Jabril Peppers. I don't care if they trade Anthony Jennings. But you have to bring something back. I really don't care about sixth round picks. Like
Jones, Tom Brady.
I know. These guys that they dealt away were not great players. They've been healthy scratches at points this year. They're just depth pieces, and maybe they're not even that great. But I'd rather have them here on a team with a chance to do something this year than a haul and a raft of sixth and seventh round picks. Like, I really don't care about those things.
No, I mean, I understand if you're like, hey, I'm not trading my first round pick.
100%.
Fine. If you don't want to do that, that's a different story than still being aggressive. I think you're going to see some good. What did Jalen Phillips just go for? A third rounder from the Dolphins of the Eagles?
Eagles gave up a third rounder.
So, like, you can get a good player for a third round pick. So I don't want to be like, oh, you can't touch a night two draft. You could trade a third round pick. You can absolutely trade a third round pick, fourth round pick. I know they're probably more likely to deal with sixth or some of these pick swaps, which again, you bring in a couple of bodies that you think are going to be improvements. Good. You don't need to like sell out for the team, but you should also recognize where you're at. You're 7-2. Your quarterback's playing like an MVP. You have a legitimate chance to win the division. You have a legitimate chance of being the one seed. Nobody thought that at the beginning of the year. Thought maybe they would scrap their way into the last playoff spot.
They're percentage points away from being the one seed right now.
Yeah. So, like, today's the day to add to the team. And, you know, going back to the last deadline that we, as Boston fans, remember and were frustrated with, you know, the Red Sox, we were looking for maybe even a bigger ticket item because you looked at where they were and because of what had happened earlier in the season with, like, the Devers trade. And you're like, ah, they need to be aggressive. They need to go out there and get somebody better. And it didn't happen.
Teams have to like our players.
I don't think the Patriots need to do that. But there is sort of a middle ground, right? Like if you're using the baseball comp, there's a middle ground between Joe Ryan and Dustin May. You know, go get like Merrill Kelly. So like whatever that version is, I think the Patriots should be involved in 100%.
So me too. And I'm getting annoyed because I've heard it so many places from Patriots beat writers that you know the team's putting it out there.
100%.
Like, you know the team is saying, well, look at Washington.
Like, look at Washington.
Look at the Commanders. They're a cautionary tale. I've heard it from Breer. I've heard it from Bedard. I've heard it elsewhere.
They're not a cautionary tale. I mean, unless you think having your best wide receiver and your quarterback hurt for half the season is a cautionary tale. Like, okay. Then don't play Drake May and Steph Diggs then, because that's the biggest issue, not them making trades or spending money.
So they traded in the offseason for Deebo Samuel. They gave up a fifth-round pick. They traded a bunch of picks for Marshawn Lattimore. Like, maybe you don't give up multiple picks for one player.
Yeah.
As you said, Keith, maybe you don't give up your first or your second-round pick. I'm okay with that, too. Yeah. I think that's defensible. Like, unless it's a real impact player, you don't have to give up your first or second-round pick. I really don't hear a lot of people demanding that or asking for that.
Yeah.
I just think people want you to improve the team.
Not be a number one pick traded all day today. Around the league.
Probably not. Has there been one in season yet? I don't think so.
Not in season. No. I mean, you go back, what? How many years ago?
You go back for the Parsons trade. Oh, you're saying at any deadline?
I'm saying like deadline, like Christian McCaffrey. Yep. Like, but like, so it has happened, but it's rare. So I'm not saying like, oh, the Patriots need to be that team and like stand out above everybody else. But make a move, especially when, you know, if some of the thought is add depth, well, didn't you just get rid of some depth? You know, so like if you're combining that, it's different than the Devers trade because Devers was all the money attached to it and everything else. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
If you're just talking about, oh, you might need a safety or you might need an edge rush, you got rid of those guys. And I know Keon White wasn't like a perfect fit, and I'm not crying about Keon White being gone, but he made the team, and he's on the team to this point. So I don't know if like a practice squad guy is better than him. I would hope not, or certainly better than Kyle Duggar. So you should be able to go find somebody with either the pick that you got for those guys or maybe even go around higher and shoot a little bit higher.
Why are we worried about 6th and 7th round picks?
I don't know.
7-2. Yeah. In the mix in the AFC. Like, I guess that's what I can't square away. Because I agree. I'm not crying about Keon White or Kyle Duggar. I don't miss either of them. I didn't care about Jabril Peppers. I won't care if they trade Anthony Jennings.
Yeah.
But why are you so fixated on 6th and 7th round picks? Like, this annoyed me. I heard Andrew Callahan, CLNS, his podcast, Pat's Interference, talking with Mike Giardi. And this, again, this is coming from the team. This, to me, is how they view it. I don't think they're doing anything today. I hope I'm wrong. I don't think they're adding anything. Maybe they subtract. I hope I'm wrong about that. But this was Callahan, and this to me was bothersome.
Because I just have had the same intel for the last week and a half. Running backs, edge defenders, that's who they want. Lower level deals are what they're chasing. And they're really not in a rush because, again, they look at this as year one. I would call it year 1.5.
Okay. I don't know why we're calling it year 1.5, but whatever.
I mean, it is year one, but you're way ahead of schedule.
You're year so one. They're looking for lower level deals. I'm fine with lower level deals. I'm not gonna, you know, jump down their throat about making a deal for a depth running back when you have injuries at running back, or a depth receiver when you have an injury now with Kayshon Booty at receiver. Depth linebacker, you lost our guy Christian Ellis. Like, you need a safety. You need pass rush help. Maybe you need another offensive lineman, the way the O-line has been playing the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So I think you have needs, depth needs. You don't have to go out and get a big ticket number one guy with a first or second round pick. But why is it year one of a rebuild? Why are you approaching it that you're 7-2 and arguably the top team in the AFC, at least by percentage points, away from being the top team in the AFC? Like, I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't get it. Maybe it's just like lowering expectations because it's like that would have been the plan had you not seen the games and had you not seen what the rest of the AFC looks like. So if the two other best teams with you right now are the Colts and the Broncos, it's not the Bills and the Chiefs and Lamar Jackson's healthy and Joe Burrow's healthy. That I could understand. If those four teams going into the year, the four stud quarterbacks, were all healthy and playing better than you, but you were also somehow still 7-2, I could be like, well,
what's your real chance?
You're below all those teams. You're not. So I think you need to adjust for what's going on. Even if when Mike Vrabel got here and he sort of said, all right, I'm taking over a 4-win team. We're going to try to win as many games as possible. If we win 8 year one, I'll take it. And then if we win 10 the next year and get into the playoffs in year two, great. But guess what? You're ahead of schedule. So you should lean into that.
That's what
I'm
trying
to make a move. Yeah.
And again, don't blow up your future by trading a first round pick.
Right.
How about a late round pick for some depth to aid your team instead of subtracting? So it makes me wonder how much they even believe in the team in the first place. And you guys can jump in on it. 617-779-7937. Ooh, I like this text. Guys, the Pats are 7-2 without your input as to how they should manage their team.
What do you mean?
I give
plenty of input
on what they have to say and the moves they decide to make. Again, I'm not even sure you have a track record worth listening to.
All right, so the trade deadline's today. So it's another reason why we're talking about it today. So if we're saying they should make a move and you're telling us that they shouldn't and we should just listen to them and then 3 hours from now they make a move, then what?
Then we were right.
Correct.
Or you're going to have a real...
Oh, egg on your face.
A real pretzel to twist out of.
You better text in with an apology,
this
sir.
Is a good
or
theory.
Ma'am.
This is a good theory, too.
Yeah.
You guys say you don't care about 6th and 7th round picks. Duh. Have you ever heard it's all about 6-7? That's Carolyn texting it.
Stop it.
So maybe it's an homage. It's on trend.
I don't even want to dump that.
That's why they want
Nick
the 6th and 7th round picks.
Terrible.
There's also this, not to do with the trade deadline today.
Okay.
Jones, your facial hair can't grow back fast enough.
I've heard that.
Guy looks like pure evil. Yeah, it's gonna take a couple of weeks.
Yeah, what's the time on that? 2 weeks?
Yeah, I'm hoping that I can hide my face very soon.
Well, it is November, so you could go just mustache.
That's what Ken said to me yesterday.
Yeah, it's November.
But that the problem with me growing out a mustache, as great as a cause as that would be,
yes,
my weak chin is still exposed.
You need a chin mustache.
If I can grow, if I'm allowed to do chin mustache from November, I'm so in.
Yeah.
I can't
like
be doing
Jim the Anvil Neidhart, rest in peace, honestly, just straight down to the floor.
Honestly, the mustache really just accentuates the weak chin even more. I don't know that I can get away with
that. That is true. It really points all attention to it, especially if you have like a handlebar mustache. It might as well be arrows with a sign pointing to the weak chin.
That's a good point.
You don't want that.
One more text here. Guys, I live for the breaking news sounder. Well, I'll tell you what.
Well, so do we.
We'll get real excited if the Patriots actually do something. Never mind anything big. But you'll hear that news sounder all day here on Jones and Keefe.
Well, hopefully it's an active deadline.
Good point. Yeah. Whenever trades happen, we'll go right to Billy Lanny over at the trade desk. Do you think there are lack of moves, Keefe? And so far to this point, the fact that they've only sold, may sell more. Do you think that speaks to a lack of belief in the team? Like real big picture, like a real chance to go on a run, Super Bowl contender, championship windows open. Does that speak to their lack of belief?
I think it's a combination of sticking to the long-term plan and being as successful as you possibly can be over like a five-year period and not sacrificing that. But then maybe also deep down being like, you know, for example, I saw something in the Twitch chat mentioning like Trey Hendrickson. Like they do not feel as though they are a team. And this they might even be right about. For a guy like that, trade a number one pick for a guy in his 30s, and then basically it's like, if you don't win it this year, then you're really hurting the next 5 years of your team. But again, you and I want them to add players, but we're also not asking for that. Like there's a whole, I mean, with the NFL, I mean, you have seven rounds of draft picks. And so like you can make all different types of moves. You can still be aggressive without sacrificing your future. So that's what I hope that they do. But if it's like nothing, like say we get on the air tomorrow and they haven't done a thing, then yeah, maybe they don't feel as strong as in the team as like we do. Like I feel like they're a real contender in the AFC.
I think so too. And so that's part of what I'm wondering. If you're worried about next year and the year after that, and this is year one, or is it 1.5?
1.5, I heard, yeah.
If that's what it is, then you're not really, I mean, you want to have a sustained winner. I get that. But I don't think trading a sixth round pick, I don't think trading a fifth round pick takes away from you being a sustained. Call me crazy.
I don't even think a third round pick. That'd be as high as I go. If you go higher than that, then like, yeah, those are guys that should make impacts right away and also be on their rookie deals and, you know, get a blue chipper and all that stuff. But third round, I'd go as high as a third round with some of these guys. And let's see who gets moved and let's see what they get moved for too. You know, if you see a really good player getting traded for like a fourth round pick, I'd be like, well, why didn't you jump in?
He's already traded for like a bunch of
players. I would have taken Phillips. Yeah.
So, I mean, some good players have already moved, but you're right. Let's see what else happens today. By the way, I disagree with texts like this, 617-779-7937. Guys, Wolf doesn't have the nuts to make a big trade. Well, he might not. I mean, that part might be true. But I'm not blaming him. I'm not blaming him for this trade deadline.
I don't think he has anything to do with it.
We can blame. Let's blame Vrabel and Cowden and Stretch. Who got a big shout out on the broadcast on
Sunday.
Good
amount of Stretch talk.
Let's blame those guys. Let's blame the proper people.
No, Wolf has to make sure the fax machine's plugged in. He has to make sure everybody's hydrated. I don't think he's doing any trades.
Everyone's well caffeinated this morning.
Yes.
Lots of donuts in the office for people to nosh on.
Uh-huh.
That's Elliot Wolf and his role here today. So let's not blame him if and probably when the Patriots do nothing at today's 4 p.m. trade deadline. Football talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. You can watch your local games all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 10 matchup between the Patriots and the Bucks Sunday. Super juicy.
Uh-huh.
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. More thoughts on the trade deadline. We'll get to the Celtics later on in the show. Tommy Tuesday at high noon. Tears at 11:30 and a key for madness for you at 12:45. Plus, let's get into an interesting comment Mike Vrabel had about his wide receiver room. Do the Patriots have enough there? You'll hear from Vrabel right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Boston Celtics have dropped back-to-back games after last night's 105-103 loss to the Utah Jazz at the TD Garden. Yusef Nurkic made the layup with 0.6 seconds left in regulation to lift the Jazz past the C's. Jaylen Brown scored a game-high 36 points in the loss. Up next, the Celtics host the Washington Wizards tomorrow night. On Monday Night Football, the Arizona Cardinals defeated the Cowboys 27-17. Patriots players are off today and will return to practice tomorrow to be in preparations for Sunday's matchup against the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. The NFL trade deadline is today at 4 p.m. Tonight, the Boston Bruins look to make it 4 wins in a row, and the Bees will be in New York taking on the Islanders. Puck drop at UBS Arena is at 7 o'clock. And Boston College basketball fell 83-78 to FAU in Florida last night. The Eagles are back on the court Thursday night to host the Citadel Bulldogs. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner, upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.